This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. After 30 years of annual reports, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that it will no longer provide its Household Food Security Report. It's the largest study of its kind in the United States, and the data it contains about race, ethnicity, age, and geographical locations of food deserts across the country are critical for organizations that work to address hunger and nutrition at all levels, federal, state, regional, and local. Kristen Wild is president and CEO of Operation Food Search, a hunger relief nonprofit based in St. Louis County. She joins us now to speak to that recent announcement. Kristen, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you, Elaine.
What was your first thought when you heard the news of this cancellation?
My first thought was, this is horrific. This data is really critical to guide individual organizations, governmental organizations, when they're determining how to allocate food resources and support for those who are food insecure. We've relied on this data for the past 30 years. We will get to rely on it one more year with the 2024 numbers being released in October. However, the 2025 study has been canceled, and it's looking as though for the foreseeable future, unless the decision is reversed, we will no longer have access to this data.
Mm-hmm. Were you at all prepared for this announcement? I mean, did you have any inkling that it was coming?
I was not prepared. Hunger is really not a political topic, and folks from both sides of the aisle, I feel like, are very supportive of ensuring that people have the nutritious food that they need to lead healthy lives. And so I was surprised when this news was released.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us an idea as to how Operation Food Search utilizes the Household Food Security Report to serve people regionally and locally? And specific examples of how you're using it would be great.
Yes, we use the data when we're making decisions about where and how much food we're distributing and providing other supportive services. We assist folks in 25 counties, 14 in Missouri, 11 in Illinois, and we look at the food insecurity rates in those counties. We look at the food insecurity rates amongst people in general and also amongst children. For example, the food insecurity rate in St. Louis City amongst children is 31%. In St. Louis County, it's 17%. We have several child nutrition programs to provide food on the weekends, in the summer, during the after-school hours. And so those numbers help us know where we should concentrate our efforts. So not having this data moving forward, we'll be flying blind a bit, mm-hmm. and relying on data that will ultimately become outdated. And that's going to challenge us to make sure we're addressing the need most appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Now, the USDA in its announcement cited cost savings on, quote, redundant, costly, politicized, and extraneous studies, unquote, as it's a reason for halting publication of the Household Food Security Report. Now, the report released last September showed that the rate of food insecurity across the U.S. rose from 12.2% in 2022 to 13.5% in 2023. You've mentioned some of the community food partners that you work with across Missouri and Illinois counties. And the food that Operation Food Search distributes to them provides nutrition not only to children that you've talked about, but also to seniors and other people who are vulnerable to hunger. Kristen, what cost-related concerns do you have when it comes to people in Missouri and Illinois who rely on your community food partners, and that includes schools and churches?
Yes, it's really concerning. Again, just going back to knowing where we should be concentrating the food to our, what we call our community food partner agencies. So those are shelters and pantries. They may be in a church basement or they may be larger organizations. We also partner quite a bit with libraries and other community organizations to distribute the food. And we rely pretty heavily on funding from grants, from foundations, from companies, from individuals. A lot of times the data is important when we're applying for a grant to illustrate the level of food insecurity. Some grant funders like to concentrate their support in particular counties, and they want to know, well, how many people is this going to help? So this could have a financial repercussion on organizations like Operation Food Search, who may have more difficulty securing funding to provide the services and food to food insecure folks in the area.
And there's also the cost of food to think about as well, right?
Yes, yes. In fact, the food prices in the past 5 years have increased 30%. Looking at general CPI numbers at the end of August comparing to 12 months prior, the CPI rate was 2.9%, but food specifically had an increase of 3.2%. So food prices are increasing. It's making it more and more difficult for families who are you know, financially challenged to put food on the table for themselves and for their children. And so this is a deep concern as these the food report being canceled at a time when food prices are going up and when several safety net programs are being cut, we won't know the repercussions of the continued inflation and of the safety net program cuts.
Mm-hmm. The last report, and you mentioned it earlier, the last report to be issued under the current Trump administration has data from 2024, the year that's just passed. Will you be approaching what's there from more angles, you know, from different angles, especially knowing that it could very well be the last report of its kind published?
Yes, I mean, we'll really make the best use of that data the way we have in the past. And moving forward, if this decision isn't reversed or a substitute that comes about, we will need to focus our attention on doing our own research, which of course will be costly. And when we've been able to rely on this USDA study that's made available to our organization, but we're just going to really have to make the best use of the most recent data that is there for us to make these decisions.
Mm-hmm. How does this affect your planning for the next few years? You know, the last time you were on the show was back in March, and we talked about the expansion of Operation Food Search so that you could provide, you know, people think about hunger, but really it is about nutrition. How are you thinking about what you have done around nutrition in particular?
It reinforces that we made a very good decision to strengthen our programs and our facility so that we can work with more people, getting more fresh food out into the community by doubling our storage capacity, doubling our freezer and cooler space, by adding a teaching garden to our campus. We added a teaching kitchen where we can accommodate groups of up to 16 people to learn how to cook nutritious, time-friendly meals that really maximize folks' budgets. So we're really pleased that we made those changes. We anticipate the need for our services is only going to increase as $186 billion has been proposed to be cut from SNAP between now and 2034. There are also proposed cuts to the WIC program for women's infants and children that right now on the table is a 10% decrease in fruit and vegetable allocation. And there's also cuts. There already has been cut the LFPA program, which is a nationwide program for local food purchase assistance, and also more difficult eligibility for child nutrition programs for free and reduced meals at school. So all of these things are going to result in higher food insecurity, which will not be measured in the same way that it has in the past now that this report has been canceled.
Mm-hmm. As we close, Kristen, what is your biggest priority right now?
Our biggest priority is to continue our work despite all of the challenges that are coming our way in terms of these safety net programs being cut or reduced and the food inflation continuing. We just need to keep our eye on doing everything we can to support this region.
Mm-hmm. Kristen Wild is president and CEO of Operation Food Search. Thank you, Kristen, for joining us today.
Thank you, Elaine.
This episode was produced by Elaine Cha.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.